My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I defy you, everybody in this room, everybody behind the glass, all of the radio listeners, to find more wholesome content than Kirk Herbstreit having his dog interrupt the pregame for LSU-USC, and then also coming in while the broadcast is happening. It's the most wholesome content on the interwebs, and it's not even close. But some people are very anti, you can't bring your dog to work. This is outrageous. What are you doing? And if I were Kirk Herbstreit, here's how I would respond.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit. I can do whatever I want.
I'm rich. I travel first class in private jets. And if I want to bring my dog with me, I'm going to bring my dog with me.
Yeah, but you do have a coworker that has to work, right?
Okay, he's there with Reese Davis, and Reese Davis couldn't have been more cool about it. He reaches down and pets his old, I think it's a golden retriever.
But it is, Ben. I would say, it is a little bit of an ask to have your dog crawling around while you're trying to call play-by-play games.
A little bit.
If you started bringing your dog to work, you didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
You brought Winnie in. I probably wouldn't say anything, right. But deep down, trifling,
for sure. I know of a situation, and I won't say where.
And the other part is a lot of people have allergies. Okay. Like, if your coworker, I'll say this, if your coworker's fine with it, and there's no allergies.
But you never know if your coworker's
fine with it. And
there's a
work situation.
Because everyone fakes like they're fine with it.
Yeah, right. You're not allowed to not be honest about it and not be fine.
Yes.
Because then you look like a
mean person.
You look like a meanie.
Right. That's why I said I probably wouldn't say anything, but deep down, I would think trifling.
I do think people should be honest with you. Now, you know me, I'm not a big animal guy.
We know.
But I do think you should probably keep your pets at home.
100% agree.
But look, as a one-off, like if I'm Reese Davis and I'm the crew, I don't care. It's an old dog, just wasn't being
a one-off.
No. It's not a one-off.
But distracting. In other words, if we had Jason's dog, his beautiful dog,
right,
jumping around.
You went from dumb to beautiful.
Because I don't care.
I know. But here's the thing:
if his dog was jumping around, licking on me and everything, and I'm trying to do the show, it would be but distracting.
It's not a one-off. Ben travels with Kirk to every single Saturday.
You know what? Maybe it's part of his deal. Maybe he wrote it
in his contract.
Maybe.
So Herbstreit, I think he's gotten to the point where he doesn't give enough.
Herbstreit called the A&M Notre Dame game.
Yes.
And LSU.
So he was in College Station, then he flew, took the private jet to Vegas.
Correct.
Was the dog in the studio or in the booth for the A&M game?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
He was?
Yes.
Did they show him?
Well, A&M game, he was there because I saw him and the Texas A&M dog playing around together.
Reveille.
Okay, so he probably was in the booth. They just didn't show him.
And then it was also in the booth for the USC-LSU game. That's the game where he saw him.
Correct.
And was interrupting the monologue that they had.
I think he's gotten to the point where he's made enough money, he doesn't give enough. Because wasn't it a few weeks ago he commented about something about wokeness, and he's like, I don't give enough. I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and it doesn't matter.
I mean, Kirk Herbstreit probably makes $15 to $20 million a year from ESPN. Like, he's a handsomely compensated employee.
That's not the issue. The issue is not is he some spoiled broadcaster mm-hmm. who can take his, you know, his Paris Hilton dog wherever he wants to go? Fine.
It's a retriever.
Yeah, I know. Probably weighs 80 pounds.
Just making fun of him. The issue is it does affect your coworkers. I'll be honest with you. Unless your dog was on the, like, in his last year and just sitting there like a mm-hmm. pig and just not moving, it would be annoying
but
to me.
But maybe he.
It would be annoying to me if Cake started bringing his little weaselly little dog.
the That's current his old dog, dog isn't as weaselly as the old dogs. It's like almost 50 pounds.
It's almost like a real dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like some miniature thing.
No.
It's a young dog. I'm pretty sure it's not an old dog.
Yeah.
Now, it does have cancer. Something's wrong with it. And he's okay. playing the sympathy card online.
See, if the dog has cancer and it's like could die any moment.
Yeah, but he's been bringing
them. See that?
He's been bringing them all over the place. Yeah. Now, look, your boy Ryan Leaf, Eric, called Herbie a narcissist, didn't he?
That's a narcissist. This is a notch in the narcissist category.
And it's not just Reese Davis in that room. It's, yeah. There's like 15 people standing there that got to deal with his dumb dog.
All I can tell you is it's distracting. Unless it just sits there and it's like one of those old fart dogs that doesn't move anymore. Just sits
there. It walked on screen while they're doing a stand-up. In yeah. front of the green screen.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just wondering.
You didn't have a problem with it.
No, I kind of like it, but I also know that if I'm in that room and I'm the key grip or whatever, and Herbie's got all these rules for himself, and he brings his dog and is barking and annoying everyone.
See, that's the thing.
That'd be a little rare.
Everyone's supposed to be politically correct, and everyone's supposed to be a dog lover. I'm not a dog lover. Okay? That dog would probably annoy me. And everyone's afraid to say it.
I love dogs, so I mean, I don't love all dogs.
It wouldn't be distracting.
If it was a Chihuahua, I would say like get the dog out. Yeah, get the dog out.
But
of
what
the
if just any dog prancing around while you're working?
Mm-hmm.
What if the dog goes number one over in the corner because it's in a new circumstance?
Well, and starts chewing on equipment.
He probably has. Hersey probably has somebody in that booth that just takes
keeps
the dog
an
out.
Eye on the dog.
Yeah.
Could somebody bring their cat? Like, where do you draw the line?
You draw a line at
so
cats.
Dogs are okay.
Nobody's going to travel with their cat and bring a stupid cat on set. Come on. Yeah. Let's live in the real world, JP.
I'm not a big animal guy, but cats are beneath dogs. Yeah, I'll at least say that.
Cats are evil. They'll try to suck your soul out while you're sleeping.
But apparently,
everybody knows that.
Apparently last year is when he started making the trips. So it's not like he's been traveling with them all the time.
I
think last year is when it started.
He didn't say, hey, man, I'll be willing to bet. He didn't go to, who's it, Reese Davis,
yeah.
And say, hey, Reese, man, you mind if I start bringing my dog? I bet you he didn't ask. And even if he
no
did
way
ask,
he ran it by every person in the booth.
Brad
brings up a good
PJ
point.
And
there's
said,
so
the
many
dog's
people,
coming.
So many people working on that show. So even if he asked Reese, did he ask every producer? Did he ask the sound guy? Did he ask all these people that are involved?
Stars don't have to ask for everybody's approval.
Right.
Stars do what they want all walks of life.
I mean, unless he's the biggest D-bag in the world, he probably...
You think if Mick Jagger wanted to bring a dog on tour with him,
he
wouldn't bring
a
dog on tour?
He probably said, hey, guys...
Ryan Leaf called him a narcissist.
No, I'm saying, like, in the studio, he probably said, hey, I'm going to bring my dog next week. You guys good with it?
I know you would do that.
Nah,
I know you would do that.
But
not, I can. I
would
know
bring
you.
My dog in here.
No, but you would ask. I know you.
Yeah, but asking doesn't do anything.
I know that's
the
lie.
Point we're making.
Yes.
Is that asking isn't going to do anything because you don't want to be
lie.
That one a-hole that says no.
I
then
hate dogs.
Yeah. Now,
well,
now
like if someone... you said I'm going to bring T in to sit in and hang out with us for the next week. She just wants to see what it's like behind the scenes.
She wants to be an intern.
I'm not going to say.
I'd rather be my dog.
I know, but I'm not going to say I don't want your wife to sit in here. But I really don't want anybody's wife in here.
Well, if someone has a legit dog allergy, like they're going to suffocate if a dog comes in this booth, he probably would tell
them. Yeah, but forget about the allergy thing. That's a valid thing. The bigger issue, it's just a distraction. Just your dog prancing around.
I don't know. When I saw it, he was just laying
just
down in the booth.
If it looks
anybody,
like a dead dog,
Ben was just laying
that
down.
That would be good for me. I wouldn't be distracted by a near dead dog.
I can't wait until he gets a dog.
Maybe right. I'm not getting one.
You're going to get one. Nope. The family's going to get one.
No. Nope.
At some point.
They've wanted one for 20 years.
He's got less family living at home.
You're going to give in.
Moving.
You're going to give in.
Spreading their wings.
I'm down to one kid. I just painted over my son's room. It took all his S out.
All right, you're welcome to weigh in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Is Kirk Herbstreit out of line by bringing his dog into the broadcast, as we saw when they were broadcasting the LSU-USC game over the weekend. You're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls when we come back. If you're ready for a new ride, why not turn your old car or truck into life-saving support for our veterans by donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation today to help veterans and their families get the critical assistance they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. You'll get a tax receipt and pickup is free. The number again is 877-718-HERO, 877-718-HERO or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.